Coming up November 17th and 18th in Kitchener, it's the 43rd annual GMA Covenant Awards, and it's a celebration of Canadian Christian music. Let's find out a little bit more about the awards with the GMA Advisory Board's Vice President, Jaylene Johnson. Good morning, Jaylene.
Good morning, Todd. How you doing?
Doing awesome. Boy, we're excited. Jaylene, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Gospel Music Association of Canada and how it all got started?
I can, actually. So it's had a few different names over the years, but in essence, it started in the 70s, and I'm told it actually started in Kitchener. So this is a full circle moment to come right back to Kitchener to relaunch having the awards as a live event.
Now, the award show is just part of this weekend, right?
The primary thing that GMA Canada does is produce the Covenant Awards. And often, if we're able, with the Covenant Awards, we have a conference. And this year, we have an amazing conference planned. Everything from the ability of delegates to sing with the gospel choir on Saturday night for the awards, songwriting workshop. We'll have a workshop as well on wellness, actually, on how our faith and our art intersects with mental health. And then we have a media panel that's just going to speak to some of the challenges and opportunities for Christian music in Canada. So, yeah, we're really excited. Two nights of awards, a conference, two after parties, a brunch, and all our catering is being done by Chef D, who is amazing.
I heard about this, so that's going to be interesting. Now, people might not know the different styles of Christian music within Canada. How wide is the variety?
You know, I'm so glad that you brought this up because, you know, understandably, not all of the wonderful music being made across Canada in various music ministries can make it to radio. There's a whole variety of reasons for that, but radio has a format, right? So to the listener, they might not experience the variety that we actually have going on, from rap to country to folk. There are children's artists making music. There are French-Canadian artists making music. And so at our awards this year, because we've spread it over two nights, we actually have a lot of performances, and I am so excited that people will get the chance to hear some of what's been going on in our country in the last year, to be able to highlight some of these artists. I also want to give us a particular nod to gospel artists. There's a major movement of gospel music in Canada. I know in Toronto, there's so many great gospel artists doing wonderful things, and that's replicated in other parts of the country too. So we're going to get a taste of what they do as well.
Children's music and even Christmas music, right?
Yes, there's an award for Seasonal Song of the Year, for Children's Artist of the Year. You know, we present, I believe it's 35 awards this year, so we cover a lot of territory.
Do you have to be an artist in order to come? Because the awards are open to anybody, right?
Yes, 100%. And even the conference. You know, if someone is an aspiring artist, or maybe they're just curious about what it would mean to be a Christian artist, or maybe you're ministering in your church somewhere and you just are looking for some community and some encouragement, our full conference pass is only $149, and it includes everything. But if you're just a fan of Christian music, or you want to come out and support Canadian Christian music, we're offering two different nights of Covenant Awards, and that is available to the general public. Anybody who would like to come can come to that.
Fabulous. So if people are thinking, man, that'd be something I would really like to go to, where can they get information and buy some tickets?
We have a brand new website. It's covenantawards.ca. If they go there and they click on awards in the menu, they will see tickets. They can click there for general public tickets. Or if they're interested in the conference, there is a button up there in the menu called register, and they can click through there and register for the conference. We would love to have them.
Perfect. Jaylene, is there anything else you want to share that I missed?
Well, I just want to say how much I appreciate Canadian Christian Radio and the support from Life. Thank you for partnering with us this year. Thank you for believing in Canadian Christian artists. I know over the years you've had many different initiatives to give Canadian artists a boost. And I just want to say how much we value and how much we need that support. Often our artists that break in Christian music, they're breaking because radio pays attention and gives them a spot on the airwaves. So thank you so much for doing that.
Our pleasure. The 43rd annual GMA Covenant Awards are November 17th and 18th in Kitchener. And we've been speaking to the Vice President of the Advisory Board for GMA Canada, Jaylene Johnson. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd. It's been great talking to you.